Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Gut level compassion. I think the best known verse in the Bible may be, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John chapter 3, verse 16. This truly is amazing love. But on several occasions, the gospel writers talk about the compassion of Jesus. This is a different word altogether. The root Greek word is bowels. To feel this kind of compassion means to feel it in your gut, to ache with the same pain that is afflicting someone else. But compassion means more than feeling the pain. It also means going into action to alleviate the pain. True compassion aches and then acts. Look at the compassion of Jesus. He sees a crowd of people harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. His compassionate response is to pray for his Father to send more shepherds to these sheep. Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 to 38. He sees people plagued by diseases, paralysis, deafness, blindness, even death, and he places his hands on them and brings complete healing. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, chapter 20, verse 34, Mark chapter 1, verse 41, chapter 9, verse 22, and Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. He notices hungry people, and he feeds them. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32, and Mark chapter 8, verse 2. And he encounters confused people, and he teaches them the illuminating truth. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. This word isn't just used for Jesus, but we see his compassionate heart behind the gut-level response of others. See the Christ-like compassion in a crushing, insurmountable debt completely forgiven. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 27. A Samaritan caring for an injured Jew. Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 35. A prodigal father fully forgiving and restoring his wayward son to himself. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 24. This kind of compassion is costly. It cost Jesus time to be alone. It cost the king, the prodigal father, and the Samaritan money to forgive a debt, lose an inheritance, and pay medical bills. But Christ-like compassion knows there is no greater reward than aching and acting like Jesus. Christ-like compassion must be extended in faith, like touching someone with an unclean disease, or fasting to receive power to release a loved one shackled to a heavy burden, or embracing someone who hurt me, or canceling a debt owed me, or helping someone who despises me. When we ache and act like this, we show the love of God in irrefutable ways. Our selfless, Christ-like compassion paints a vivid picture for a skeptical world to see and embrace the love of God that sent his Son to ransom us. Let's make it our prayer that we would ache with the needs of the people around us and then move in faith-filled, Christ-honoring, selfless action to alleviate that need. Then let us believe that our compassion will show others the love of a Savior.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.